Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show on a Friday night at Hodgetown. I'm joined by Mr. Jaime Del Valle, one of the bench coaches and the first base coach of the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And Jaime, game 31 tonight, 15 wins, 15 losses through the first 30. How's the season going through your eyes so far?
Pretty good. The positive balance so far. Believe like early in the season, especially with our pitching limitations that we had the first couple of weeks, was a little tough, but once, you know, we roll our starters out there for, you know, four or five innings, then they were giving us a chance to stay in the ball game. So I think early on, that was a big difference.
You're a former catcher in your playing career. What's the scouting report on Jaime Del Valle, the player?
Just throwing fastballs right down the middle. No, I think the one thing I probably did good was controlling the strike zone. Walk strikeout ratio was pretty good, but no damage whatsoever. It was a good on base percentage, kind of setting the table for, you know, the rest of the lineup, keep moving the line, and more like one of those team players.
Love it. Obviously, you were a catcher, so you're working specifically a lot with our catchers here about controlling the running game, just the totality of playing the position. What are you specifically working on with these two that we have here?
Well, first of all, a lot of credit to our pitching staff. They're being pretty good about holding runners, especially with this one disengagement rule that we had in we have here in 2026. Makes it a little tougher because once you disengage that first time, then, you know, you're pretty much opening the door for, you know, the opposing runners to go. Giving our pitchers giving us the opportunity to throw runners out. We've been pretty good at it. And then once we get a real shot, we've been able to shut down the running game. Adrian and Gavin have both been doing a really good job at throwing guys out when given a real chance. And, you know, we're trending in the right direction.
You and Ronald Ramirez both are Colombian and both got to coach Team Colombia in the World Baseball Classic. What does it mean to have had that experience with him and then to have the season with him here?
Pretty easy. You know, the way we, you know, we pass signs to each other, the way with one look, we know what's going on. So, you know, representing our country in the WBC was a blessing. Definitely one of the biggest stage in baseball, and sharing it with him was very special. Being here, obviously, you know, the game slows down a little bit compared to that stage.
Right.
But still, you have to be locked in, and he does a really good job at momentum and timing, when is a good time to go, when is a good time to, you know, put down, you know, a sign.
Sure.
So, yeah, everything starts with Coley. He's giving us the, you know, the opportunity to both of us be out there, and just grateful for the opportunity and for Coley, because he's done a really good job with both of us.
I noticed that when you get a ball as the first base coach, you always throw it across to him as opposed to the dugout. That's, you guys are just messing around out there, right?
Yeah, so he makes fun because I can't, you know, once a ball gets hit towards my side, I usually let it go, but when I catch one, I throw it back at him because he, you know, he catches his, and I have a tough time out there. You know, we have a lot of lefties, and once I get one, it's usually smoked, so I'm not going to, you know, expose myself out there. But when it's that, you know, slow dribble, or I catch it and throw it back at him, and it's my way of saying to him, like, I'm here, let's go.
You're the team's primary first base coach, as you alluded to. What do you think makes a good first base coach?
I think just, you know, having, you know, the information. Preparation, it's huge when it comes to coaching first base. You know, obviously you don't want to get guys picked off at first base. Yeah, you want to, you know, keep the line moving. And once you give outs on the bases, it limits your chances to score runs. So just preparation, give our guys the best available tools that we have for them to succeed on the bases. So yeah, I think it's about, you know, holding them accountable when it comes to staying engaged in the game, staying engaged with balls in the dirt, staying engaged with what the pitcher is doing, and it's one of my passions. I really enjoy doing it, and you know, we have really good teachers in this organization. Peter Borges, our base running and outfield coordinator. It's great at it. He's a good mentor, good coach to us. You know, Dave McKay, Tim Boger, one of our mentors in the organization. So they, you know, Tim has done it in the big leagues. There's plenty of experience there, and I just, you know, I'm out there, and I'm, when I get back in the dugout, and I'm lucky and blessed that they're here this week, and just picking on their brain, at, you know, absorbing everything that I can, and at the end of the day, keep improving and keep developing myself as a coach.
Can you tell me about the vibes and the culture that Coley has created in this clubhouse?
Absolutely. I mean, Coley's pretty good at letting the guys be themselves. There's no time for, I'm going to do this when Coley's not watching, or I'm going to do that when Coley's watching. No, the guys are authentic, and I think he's pretty good at, you know, keeping the clubhouse loose. But at the end of the day, when it's time to play ball, you know, the guys go out there and perform and do a pretty good job at, you know, staying locked in the game. So I think Coley has done a tremendous job at keeping the guys loose, but at the end of the day, pull the string when he has to.
Jaime, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate your time.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.